Right now, Wisconsin produced over 30 billion pounds of milk in 2016, reaching a goal that Governor Walker set for the year 2020. However, the number of dairy farms has dropped dramatically in recent years as large concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, have grown. Our next guest says that by pushing policies that encourage overproduction of milk and resist environmental regulation, the legislature and state agencies are favoring the biggest operators in the dairy industry and are leaving smaller farms behind. Jim Goodman is with us now. He is a dairy farmer in Waniwok, Wisconsin, and author of a recent opinion piece in the Capital Times encouraging supply management and environmental protection. Jim, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, Jim, the governor had set that policy, that goal of increasing dairy production. We've succeeded, but you see that as bad news for many dairy farmers in the state. Why is that?
Well, I think the main thing that anybody, whether they're a farmer or a teacher or whatever job they have, they need to be profitable. They need to have enough money to make a decent living. And obviously, with the decrease in dairy prices due to the increase in supplies, dairy farmers are not doing so well, and most would agree that they're probably losing quite a lot of money.
And what are you seeing as far as trends in terms of the size of operations? Are you seeing a lot of smaller farming operations going out of business?
Well, that's the way I understand it. The field man from our dairy co-op was here this morning, and he said he's got about four small farms right in my area that are just going to give it up because it's not profitable enough for them to keep it up any longer. And we know that many farms are getting larger and expanding. The individual farms are expanding, or dairies are coming in and starting up, and most of them are planning on being quite large because it's really difficult to make it as a small farmer anymore.
And you say it's not just the economy making bigger farms more possible. You write that the state government has been tipping the scales in favor of the bigger operations. How so?
Well, that's the way it seems to me. Several years ago, as I mentioned in the article, they made grants available for farmers to modernize or expand. And at the time, I needed to make some improvements on my milking system. I only milk 45 cows, and I got in touch with, I believe, DATCAP was handling the grant administration, and they explained to me, well, it's really not for that type of situation. That we really had planned this more for farmers to hire consultants to better enable them to do a good job of expanding and planning out their operations. So, that kind of clued me in that they really wanted farmers to get bigger, not to improve the small facilities that were already existing in the state. So that was one example, and I think Governor Walker's statement several years ago that Wisconsin was open for business, and the trends of the DNR to not enforce the regulations as well as they should on these big farms that really have a lot of manure to get rid of. I think we can look at places like Kewaunee County, where there's a huge number of CAFOs that have there's more cows than people in that county, and the soil just in that part of the state just really isn't meant to support that many animals in such a small area, and we see a lot of well contamination problems. So it just appears that the trend is to push for bigger farms and more efficiency, as they would say.
What are we seeing with milk prices over the last few years?
Well, 2014 was a good year for dairy farmers. I think conventional milk prices were up over $20, $21 a hundred, and now they're back down in that, I'm guessing, probably around $15 to $16 a hundred. And, the USDA every month, every year, calculates cost of production figures. And right now for Wisconsin, they're estimating the cost of production is almost $27 a hundred. So if a farmer's only getting $15 to $16, that means he's losing, somewhere between $8 to $10, depending on the operation, depending on if he has to buy feed or his labor situation. So that's kind of hard to do, to lose money on every day you get up and go to the barn to milk cows.
And we saw this story earlier this year. A Canadian company said, because of complicated trade reasons, it wasn't going to be buying milk from 75 Wisconsin dairy farmers. You were critical of the state government's response to that. Where do you think they went wrong?
Yeah, and it wasn't just the state government. I think it was the federal government too. They were trying to blame Canada for not buying this milk product from the United States. And what Canada had actually done and had been planning on doing for several years was creating their own class of that ultra-filtered milk, so Canadian farmers could produce the milk to be used in Canada. And once they got that market and that price system established, they were buying Canadian milk, and they no longer needed the milk from the United States. And the United States cried foul. Well, it wasn't really Canada's fault. We produced too much milk, and we can't expect the world to take it off our hands and pay us a good price for it.
And you weren't part of that story, but you had seen a vendor, somebody who was buying your milk, not need your milk anymore for a while. How did your experience compare to farmers who had been selling to that Canadian company?
Well, our situation was a little bit different. We're an organic producer, and the organic market is really saturated with milk right now, too. And the co-op we were selling to lost a market it had due to a lot of organic milk that's being produced in the western United States that a lot of people would say is not really meeting all the organic standards. But, there's so much organic milk produced that the prices went down, and a lot of markets changed because they could get large volumes of cheaper organic milk. And that we were told we had about a month and a half to find a new market, and I was lucky enough to do that. I'm thinking some of the other producers in that situation probably had to sell our milk in the conventional market, which would be about a 50% price cut.
Talking to Jim Goodman, he's a dairy farmer in Waniwak. He wrote a piece in the Capital Times saying the state is favoring large-scale dairy operations at the expense of smaller dairy farms. And, Jim, let's talk about what you might like to see from the state when it comes to dairy policy. What do you think would be a better idea?
Well, I don't think there's much question that the small rural communities in Wisconsin have been suffering due to businesses closing, you know, not just Main Street businesses, but the farms that surround those communities. And I think those farms were the ones that supported local business. So I just have never really understood why they were willing to let small farms go out of business when the economic consequences for the rural area were so dire. I think that we need to be, and I've thought this for 20 or 30 years, that we need to be looking at some sort of supply management system like Canada has, where farm prices are supportive of the farmer, consumers have adequate milk supplies, and there's no surplus of milk that they have to be trying to get rid of and flooding the market and cutting farm prices. And in most cases, the prices Canadian consumers paid for milk in the store was equal to or lower than what Americans were paying for their milk, while dairy farm prices were much higher than what we were getting and doing a good job of supporting Canadian dairy farmers.
On the environmental side, what would you like to see the state change when it comes to dairy farms?
Well, I think I quoted former DNR Secretary George Meyer in my piece, and you know, he said that the standards are there, the rules that protect groundwater and too much manure spreading are there. It's just that they need to be enforced. You know, we've got plenty of rules, we've got plenty of things in place, and these big dairies, and again, I'll go back to Kewaunee County, have to have a lot of water for all these cattle, and they use it to flush the manure out of their barns. And the DNR never considers the cumulative impact of all those wells. They give permits based on one well at a time, and the cumulative draw keeps getting worse and worse and drawing the water out of the groundwater system. And if that were limited, I think that it might make a big difference on how large these farms can get, especially in areas like Kewaunee County where there's such a huge number of cattle.
Jim, your piece focused mostly on the economics and environmental impact of dairy farming, but how about smaller dairy farms as a way of life? I think when people think of Wisconsin, they picture that small-scale dairy farmer as, you know, part of the community, an anchor of the community in some ways. Is that something that worries you as we see, you know, thousands of dairy farms going out of business over the course of a decade or two?
Well, yeah, and like I said, I'm an organic dairy farmer, so I'm in a little bit different market, and we've usually had a little bit higher price, but I really hate to see my neighbors going out of business. I don't like to see anybody working and not making a decent living and a profit. And I think that if the state and the big dairy processors really think that large farms are such a great way of farming, when they sell their milk in the store, they should have a picture of those farms and not a little red barn and some cows and chickens running around, because in reality, that's not the picture of farming in Wisconsin, but that's what they want it to look like because they know that's what people want to buy and that's what sells.
We hear sometimes on the show, Jim, about a generational change. Farmers aging, not a next generation to take over. I mean, how hard would it be for someone to decide, hey, I want to be a dairy farmer and to start from ground zero?
Well, it would be almost impossible. Land prices are high enough that in order to buy land without some kind of help from a family or a farmer that wants to help someone get started, it really would be pretty much cost prohibitive, especially if you want to grow your own feed. Possibly in a situation on a farm like mine where it's smaller, we're bringing a young couple in to eventually take over the farm and helping them out economically. That is probably, as I see it, and many other farmers have told me, that's about the only way it could work. And there are a lot of young people that want to start farming, but the opportunity just isn't there.
Jim, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
That's Jim Goodman, dairy farmer from Waniwok. He's talking there about why he thinks state policy is favoring the biggest dairy operations, making it difficult for smaller farms to stay in business.